Hello and welcome to the Closeted Soul podcast. My mission is to inspire you to practice self-love, self-understanding, and self-acceptance through the world of the woo. The spiritual world has so much wisdom and insight to share with us. We can really begin to work with the magical side of life once we simply decide. Don't worry though, I understand this isn't something that has come easily to me either. However, the more often I show up and I do the work, the closer I get to myself, healing, and living a life that's truly self-designed. So join me on this insane and beautiful journey of self-discovery, and let's learn and grow together in both the physical and spiritual world. Hello and welcome back to the Closeted Soul podcast. Thank you so much for choosing to give this episode a listen today. So for the first episode, I set the intention with my spirit guides and my spirit team that I wanted to be led to what the next episode should be about, because I was a bit lost on the direction that I wanted to take the podcast, really. I am doing this quite intuitively. Like I know why I'm doing this, but just how I want to kind of present the information is not really clear yet in my head. So I'm just going week by week, basically. But basically, what kept showing up in my reality, you know, through you guys who've been listening to the podcast and just in my everyday life, people asking about my story, you know, how did I actually get from being an atheist to a realist? And an atheist to a realist? No. That's not right. An atheist to being spiritually woke. That's what I'm trying to say. Because now I am completely and wholeheartedly in this world. Like, I believe in the spiritual side of life so much because of all of my experiences, you know. So I guess people are wondering, like, how do you go from being an atheist to a realist to completely spiritually insane, is what I like to call it. But so I wanted to do that, and I wanted to explain a little bit about my journey, how I got to where I am today, how I had my spiritual awakening and what that was like. And so I'm not talking about myself for the entire episode. I wanted to also go on to discussing, what I'm trying to say is that I want to give you guys some tips, things that I've learned along my journey on how I stay connected to the spiritual world every day, and how you can use the spiritual world in your everyday life, like how you can use the tools that we're given from the spiritual world in order to learn how to navigate the physical world around us, basically. So I hope that makes sense, but I am going to go into that a little bit more later on in the episode. But before we get into all of that, I'm going to just tell you guys a little bit about me and my story and how I got to where I am today, and yeah, just give you guys some insight into my spiritual awakening. Okay, so I guess this story starts with me being a realist, like why I identified as an atheist and why I was so in this like realist sort of mindset, right? So what ended up happening was when I was younger, I really didn't have religious parents. They weren't very like set on their religious beliefs. So I never had religion kind of like thrown onto me. My mum and my dad are actually Muslims because I have a Turkish background. And when my mum and my dad split up when we were younger, or when I was younger, not when they were younger, that would be weird, but no, when I was younger, they were younger. What the hell? Where am I getting with this? Sorry, it's already starting and I've just started talking, so it's really funny. Okay, so basically my dad and my mum broke up and I lived with my mum most of the time. Now, there's lots of trauma in my childhood, which I'll get into in later episodes, because it gets really deep. But basically, my mum and I lived together, and my mum was a really, really cool mum. She just really didn't kind of set or conform to one way of doing things. And she let me explore and celebrate different religions and different cultures. So growing up, I always celebrated Christmas. I always celebrated Easter. I celebrated that came out weird, Beidam. And I did all of the things. I never was like stuck to one way. So when I would look at religion, I always looked at religion in one big group. I never like looked at Christianity and thought, you know, this is real, or Islam and think, oh, this is real, this is the truth, right? It was kind of like I was just being handed all of these different perspectives as a child, and I could see that they all were basically sharing the same thing. They were just slightly different in little ways, and I didn't understand the divide that it would cause amongst society. And because of that divide, and because of kind of seeing it from that perspective, I didn't want to be a part of it. So I really, really retreated, and I didn't want to conform and be a part of this division that it was causing on this earth. Like the fact that people would get so worked up about these sorts of beliefs, like it was beyond me. I didn't understand why we had to live that way. So because of those beliefs, I actually ended up growing up to hate religion and really, really detaching myself from religious practices and any sort of religious sort of thing. I'm just trying to be as open and honest as I possibly can. And I do want to, say that I don't hate religion now. I don't hate it. I understand it, but I still don't conform to it. But I do understand it, and I do see the spiritual side of it, and I do see how beautiful some of the teachings can be. And I love that it gives people a hope. I love that it gives them something to believe in, something magical to hold on to. So I really, really love that it does that for people. And religion has changed people's lives. It's done amazing things for people. So I'm not in protest of religion. This was just my beliefs. And I'm just talking about kind of, where I stood when I was a little kid. So that's kind of what happened. And I grew up. And when I got into high school, I really was trying to find myself, as you do as a teenager. I'm like, what the hell is this world? Why are we here? Why are we doing this? I need answers. So I really fell in love with this religious teacher I had, because again, she was really open-minded, and she would explore everything in such like an open-minded, with such an open mind. That was not English. She would explore everything with such an open mind, and it inspired me to want to do the same. So I started studying different religions, and to be honest, I was getting like really scared. Some weird things were happening at school. Some girl was like getting into like the paranormal, like the dark side of the paranormal world, and it was just freaking me out. I couldn't go to sleep for ages, and I was just like, okay, how do I look for like the light side of, this world and the spiritual world? So I was like holding on to like crosses or, the Quran and anything, or the Bible, like anything I could get my hands on. And I even went to like some church events and all of that, and I really tried to kind of explore my spirituality and see what spoke to me, and nothing spoke to me. It didn't ring true to me. Religion made me feel like it was controlling. It made me feel like I was being put into a little box. It made me feel like if I strayed from the box, I would be punished. And it all felt wrong to me. It didn't feel right. So I pushed away even more. And then I got really, really vocal about my beliefs, and I really wanted people to know that I did not conform to this practice and any sort of religious practice. I really thought that it was evil. I thought that it was ruining the world, to be honest. And yeah, I was very, very vocal about those beliefs. So if you've listened to the first episode, you know that I've struggled with mental health in the past. Now, my mental health got so severe in the year of 2020 that I had to make some changes. It was either make some changes or you're not going to be here anymore. So I decided to make some changes. Now, during this time, I was introduced to the concept, the law of attraction. Now, I do want to make a whole episode about the law of attraction in a separate podcast episode, because it seriously changed my life, and I call it my gateway drug into this world of spirituality. So I'll talk about that in later episodes. But through learning about the law of attraction, I was introduced to the concept of how your thoughts shape your reality, right? This was all new to me, things that I'd never ever heard about. And while I was still an atheist and a realist, and I was still skeptical of it because I'd never heard it before, and I was like, oh, it doesn't sound real, I still felt intrigued. I wanted it to be real. Even though I was skeptical, I really, really wanted this to be real. It just felt so good knowing that this could potentially be a thing that, yeah, I kept wanting to explore this concept. But through doing that, I started to do things like practice gratitude and also meditate, hence me falling in love with meditation. So through meditating constantly, like I said, it took me months to actually get into meditating properly. If you want to know all about meditation and like how you can also strengthen your relationship with meditation, you can listen to the first episode. But what ended up happening was I ended up really like falling in love with it so much. And during lockdown, I started to meditate a lot, and I would meditate in the morning, I would meditate at lunchtime, I would meditate in the evening, and then right before bed, I genuinely like filled my day up with meditation. Now, little did I know that being in this state so often meant that I was becoming really sensitive to energies and frequencies around me. I was still an atheist at this point who hadn't really had any spiritual experiences. So I didn't know what I was doing by meditating so often. I didn't know that I was connecting to like frequencies and becoming really, really, really sensitive and becoming really connected to myself. So I didn't know what was happening. This is such a silly story, but this is seriously what got me to be like, whoa, there is so much more to this world. I have a soul. There are spirit guides. The universe is a thing, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was so funny that this experience is what got me there. But yeah, anyway, one day I was doing a midday meditation and I thought that after meditating, I would go to the fridge and have a snack. Now, before I continue on any further, I do want to pop this here as a little disclaimer because I know lots of people get triggered by what you eat and what you choose to put in your body. Now, my opinion is you should eat intuitively to what suits you. In my opinion, both plants and animals have a consciousness. I don't know. What's the word? Whatever. I'm going to go with life force. They both have a life of some sort. So eating a plant, you're still eating a life force, and eating an animal, you're eating another life force. So same in my opinion. And yeah, I think you should just eat intuitively and what feels right for you. So I'm just going to pop that in there right now. So people just, yeah, get it out of their heads, because I know lots of people get really triggered by the topic of food. So anyway, to continue, I went to the fridge to go grab some ham after meditating. Now, ham was something that I would snack on throughout the day. It was just like that cold cut ham from you get from the deli at the supermarket. I don't know why I'm going into grave detail about where I get this ham from, but that's where I got it from previously when I would eat it. So anyway, I'm eating this ham. This is really not important to the story, but whatever. I'm eating this ham, and immediately when I put this ham to my mouth, it just felt like dread. I've never ever felt anything like it. It was such a strong feeling of sadness, a really, really strong feeling of just off. It felt so sad, so wrong. I burst into tears as soon as I put it in my mouth because the feeling was so strong. I couldn't literally retain the feeling. It was just bursting out of me and it came out in tears. Immediately I spat it out, of course, and I was like, what the hell? And imagine being an atheist and a realist and having an experience like this. Because I literally knew that it was coming from the meat, and that was freaking me out more. I was like, okay, why can I feel the energy or the essence of this pig that I'm eating? Like, what the fudge holes? I had no idea what was happening, but all I knew is that it was coming from the meat. After that moment, something just triggered in me. It was just like a light switch went on in my brain. I started researching like a nut job on the internet, trying to find out what the hell happened to me. Why am I feeling what I'm feeling? And from that point of like learning about spiritual awakenings and opening myself up more to this world, I just started to have the most crazy experiences. I feel like I definitely went through like a dark night of the soul. My whole perception on reality of what I thought was true, my whole life just completely tipped upside down. Everything I ever believed in was just, you know, changing, and I was changing so much in such a short amount of time. Like literally my whole perception of this life and the world that I lived in just completely crumbled within like, I think it was like a week. It was literally nuts. I just can't describe how intense the experience was. But yeah, from that point forward is when my spiritual awakening was sort of triggered and I started to really, really explore and get into this world. Another thing that was completely blowing my mind is the fact that I literally felt like I was developing psychosis because the only thing that made sense to me was that I was going through a spiritual awakening. And I don't say that in a way to be funny or anything like that because mental health is not funny. It's not like a laughing matter. I was genuinely afraid for my mental well-being when I was going through this transition. And this is something that lots of people actually go through and experience. These are genuine fears that people have when they experience a spiritual awakening because it can be that profound and it can be that like confronting. Talking about this now is reminding me of a conversation that I actually had with a friend that I reconnected with after my spiritual awakening. So prior to my spiritual awakening, we were very close friends for a long time. And then towards the later years of our friendship, we actually started to grow apart. And I think it was the end of 2019 where we decided, well, we didn't really have a conversation about it. The friendship kind of just fizzled out. And we kind of knew that, you know, it was the end of the road for us, and she was going one way and I was going the other way. And that was completely fine. So she, you know, went down her path. I went down my path. But what was interesting was that she was experiencing her own spiritual awakening during this time, as was I. So when I went public on social media about experiencing mental health and then, you know, having the spiritual awakening, she contacted me. And we ended up meeting up to kind of, yeah, catch up on everything that's been happening because now we've both had these spiritual awakenings and we wanted to kind of relay the experiences back to each other. We're actually getting really close again, which is really, really nice because the friendship is so different to what it was prior to like a year ago. But what was interesting about our journeys was that they were so different. Her journey was so different compared to my journey. And she even said, she's like, wow, you had some really like intense experiences like with spirit and lots of like crazy things happened to you. And I'm like, yeah, they really, really did. And when I was thinking about that more and more, I realized that those things happened to me because I needed that to happen. I needed to see those crazy things. I needed to see that proof. If I didn't get that, I don't think I would have believed in it the way that I do today because I was so, so skeptical. If I didn't get that proof, then I wouldn't be sitting here and trusting in that world. So I need those things to happen to keep showing me that this stuff is real. Whereas she always had a little bit of a spiritual side to her. She wasn't so closed off to this world the way that I was. So when she was being introduced to this world and having her spiritual awakening, it wasn't crazy for her. It wasn't hard for her to trust it and believe in it because she kind of already did in a way. So I found that really, really interesting. Like she doesn't need the proof. She doesn't need to be shown that this is real. She already believed it. Whereas me, I needed to be shown the proof because I had no spiritual experiences up until that year of 2020. I literally had nothing. I was that person that was like, nah, if this stuff was real, it would happen to me and it doesn't happen to me, so it's not real. I also realized that I needed the experiences to just happen on their own. If my experiences were influenced by, you know, external sources or friends or anyone else like telling me about the experience or whatever, I wouldn't have been able to believe in it the way that I do now. The fact that, you know, things were just happening so naturally, so organically, and then I would go online and, you know, search like an idiot, like, oh my God, what the hell is happening to me? I don't know what's happening, blah, 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 blah. And then it would come up with all these answers, you know, relating to the spiritual world and going through a spiritual awakening, was I then able to like come to my own conclusion of this is the only thing that makes sense now. Nothing else makes sense. I must be going through a spiritual awakening. So yeah, I love that it all happens so in such a real way because I wouldn't have been able to let go to this world if it hadn't. Don't get me wrong though. I'm not trying to say that, you know, I had my awakening, went through like the dark night of the soul vibes, had to deal with all of my shit. Now I'm the other side of this and I'm living a happy life where I don't have to deal with any shit. I am still dealing with shit every single day. Every day is literally different. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll be anxious and I'll have to deal with some more shit, like things are coming up that need to be dealt with. And sometimes I wake up and I'm just literally living in the flow of life, like miracles and shit like that is just And miracles are just happening in my day, and it's just, it's a beautiful way to live. And the day's just, you know, playing out so synchronistically, so beautifully. I have those days as well. Like, it's just a mixture of both. Living your life in a spiritual way or from a spiritual perspective is hard. It is hard. I'm not going to lie. It's beautiful. It's so rewarding, but it is hard. It's hard to constantly look at yourself, critique yourself, not even critique yourself, just look at yourself and see, you know, what's being triggered? What do you need to deal with? Just to deal with all of those core wounds that are so hard to face. And that's what I want to get into in this like podcast. So, you know, these two episodes are very just like introductory type things, you know, just kind of dipping my foot in. But I really want to get into all of that crap, all of the shit that, you know, can be hard to talk about, that is difficult to get into, because that's where the true healing happens. And that's the stuff we really need to start talking about and dealing with, and really, really like confronting ourselves on what we need to deal with. The second part of this episode, I really wanted to get into like how to live your life like this every single day, because it's a lot, right? It can literally be a lot. And you know, what do you do? How do you keep showing up for yourself? And how do you live a spiritual lifestyle? So one of the most important things to mention is your free will. You have complete and total free will in this life. So I do want to pop that there. Your intention is so, so, so important when it comes to the spiritual world. Your spirit guides, your spirit team, your ancestors will not interact, will not help unless you tell them that you want to be helped. At the beginning of my spiritual awakening journey, I used to watch a lot of Christina Lope. She really, really helped me. She's a YouTuber, a spiritual teacher, and she creates content on YouTube, basically. But she's really, really good. If you're new to this journey and you need answers, go watch her videos. She's so, so, so helpful. But she gets into this sort of stuff, right? And she mentioned that we have free will. She mentioned that our ancestors, our spirit guides, our spirit team, they respect our free will. Often when we're first connecting to this world, we could be quite scared, and it could be programming that was embedded in us through like Hollywood movies and all of that sort of stuff, where, you know, you see movies like, you know, Paranormal, and you become scared of this world. So that was me. I was very, very scared to connect to this side of things because I didn't know what I was connecting with, right? And it's scary when you can't see something. So I found this very, very fearful, and it took me a lot to actually overcome this fear. Now I've worked out this sort of relationship with spirit that I know that I can't see them in person because it freaks me out. Like if they presented themselves to me, I would freak out. But I know that I'm comfortable receiving messages through my dreams at the moment. I love, you know, I'm fine hearing them. I'm fine with them interacting in my physical reality, maybe like sending me a sign, or, you know, playing with my phone or stuffing my phone up so I get a message. Just something like things like that, I'm completely fine with. And I had to really work on that relationship. And you'll have to do the same as well if you're really, really new to this. Or if you're struggling to connect, know that it's probably because subconsciously you're very fearful. I was even saying, like, well, what she said was, she's like, you can say that you want to connect, but then tomorrow your subconscious, your fears, they all come up again, and subconsciously you don't want to connect. So they're not going to break that barrier. You have to say a couple of times in the day. This was the advice that she gave, and this was really, really helpful to me when I was trying to strengthen this connection with them. She said, say a couple of times throughout the day, you know, I call upon my highest vibrational spirit guide, spirit team, ancestors, that all come from love to, you know, interact in my life or to give me signs or whatever you want to say, like to be in your life and to be involved in your life, to present themselves to you, to give you answers, or blah, 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 whatever you want to receive from them. You have to say it a couple of times a day just to remind them, no, I do want your connection. I do want this connection. And slowly, 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 you're going to start to reprogram the mind. And then you're going to be like, no, I really want this connection. I'm not scared anymore. I've seen how beautiful and how loving it feels. So just to reiterate, repeat that a couple of times a day. Let your spirit team know that you want their help throughout your day. You want them to interact in your day. You want them to make changes wherever they see necessary, as long as it's in service to your highest good and your purpose. As long as it's all in the name of love, then you can invite them in and you can invite them to interact with you in this life. For example, a really, really nice recent example that I can think of is I get really emotional on my period. Obviously, our period for females really brings up intense emotions that need to be dealt with. And for me, one is self-love, self-trust, and self-confidence. And I was really, really going through it at the time. It was like, I think 1 a.m. at night, and I was feeling feelings of doubt. I wanted to delete the podcast. I wanted to just get off social media, and I wanted to stop everything that I was doing. I kept repeating things to myself, repeating these messages to myself, saying things like, people don't want to listen, people don't care, you know, no one cares to hear what you want to say, you've got nothing to share, blah, 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 blah. I was just telling myself all of these things that weren't true, and all of these fears were coming up, and I was finding it really, really hard to kind of get out of that, because whenever things like that do come up, I try to like change the thought and say, no, you're wrong. People do care. I do have something to share, blah, blah, blah. But I was really struggling to do that this time. Now, something that I did back in 2020, and I haven't done this in so long. I haven't like put on these affirmations in so long, but I created alarms. So if you're trying to reprogram your mind, I do recommend you trying this, but I would put an alarm on for like every hour of the day. So like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever it might be, but only throughout the day. Obviously, I didn't do this throughout the night because I didn't want to wake up in the AM. So, you know, I would go 1 p.m., I'd write an affirmation. And one of my affirmations was that people want to hear what I have to say. People hear and understand me. I think it went something like that. I haven't done this in over like 6 months. This is how like crazy this is. Like this literally happened the other night. But while I was experiencing those fears and I was going through all of that self-doubt again and, you know, feeling all these feelings of not loving myself, that alarm went off at 1:51 a.m. in the morning. And I looked over to the alarm that was going off and it literally said, I love and trust myself and people hear and understand me. And I was like, what the hell? Like, that is literally insane. And that was definitely them. And I knew it was them as soon as it happened. I was like, I actually responded out loud. And I'm like, thank you for that message. Like, I really needed that. So by allowing these beings into your life and showing them that you want to work with them and you want their help, they'll do things like that for you. So you just have to be really, really open and you have to work on that relationship. Because they will respect your free will. They will not cross boundaries with you. So the second tip I have for you guys is to have practices in place that connect you back to spirit or yourself. So like your higher self or your intuition, anything like that. It's so important to do something like this regularly so you can strengthen that connection to spirit. And that way it's easier to interpret and decipher between the information and the signs that you get throughout your day. So what I mean when I say this is to have things that you do regularly that connect you to spirit. So these can be things like meditation, it could be journaling, it could be yoga, it could be going on a hike, it could be connecting with nature, anything. And you just find what resonates with you and you do that often. One of the things or a couple of the things I really like to do is I like to do breath work. I really like to spend lots of time in nature. I really like to do tarot. That's been a really powerful way I've been able to connect to my intuition, my higher self and spirit. I recommend just journaling on it, see what resonates with you. And then I recommend just doing that thing regularly from that point forward. The third tip that I have for you guys is to actually practice trusting yourself and following your intuition. This one is so, so important if you want to connect with spirit in your everyday life and you want to start living more of that spiritual lifestyle where you're like kind of working with your higher self rather than against. So in order to do this, it's so important to follow your nudges. Follow the things that you're afraid to do, but you know that you're supposed to be doing them and you know what they are. Because people that say they don't know what they're supposed to be doing are just lying to themselves. They absolutely know where they're supposed to go. They're just scared to do the thing. They're scared to make the steps. They're scared to move in the direction of what they're intuitively being guided to do. So the first thing that you're going to need to do is get real with yourself. A really good way to build trust with yourself is to start making decisions in your everyday life. And I mean every single decision, regardless of how small and how big. So it could be, you know, what you want for dinner, what you want to wear today. Regardless of the decision, make it for yourself and feel into the decision, feel into your body, see what you're really leaning more towards. And then whatever you choose, trust that. Don't get sidetracked or change your opinion based on what somebody else wants or thinks. It's literally such a synchronicity that I've literally just joined a course run by the Royal Shaman, so her name's Makozi, all about how to connect to your intuition and strengthen your intuition. I first heard of Makozi on James Wedmore's podcast and Manifestation Babe, and I've been obsessed with her ever since. I follow her on Instagram and I've always wanted to do one of her courses. A really good opportunity came up as of recently where her course was like dramatically discounted. So I did it and I've been loving it. It's one of the best purchases I've ever made. But something she mentions during that course is how important it is to actually connect and listen to spirit. She literally says, if spirit is guiding you to do something and you're choosing not to follow the guidance, either because of fear, either because you're scared or your ego is coming in and telling you all the reasons why you shouldn't, spirit or your higher self, it's going to stop giving you the message. And this is literally because they've given you the message time and time again, but you've already made the decision that you're not going to go down that path. And there's not much they can really do after that because they can't violate your free will. So they're not going to stress over it. It's either you follow it or you don't. I literally just learned that today, but it makes so much sense. Like, why would they still want to give you messages and give you like insight into, you know, what direction you should take if you're not going to trust the messages and you're not going to trust in what they're giving you and what they're telling you to do, right? No matter how much it doesn't make sense. Another really cool way to actually connect to your intuition and something that I adopted as well is actually practicing tarot. Now, I do want to also get into this in a separate episode because I love tarot and I've developed a really, really cool relationship with this little like spiritual tool. But yeah, tarot is a really, really good way to strengthen your intuition when you learn how to like kind of read the cards and feel the messages that are being brought to you. My fourth tip is to be open to receiving messages from literally anything. This was really, really hard for me to grasp and wrap my head around because I would literally look at everything and be like, it's a message, it's a sign. And I think this is when intuition and this concept of receiving messages come into play. You have to really like feel into it. If you're feeling something in your body that's, you know, telling you this is your sign, this is, you know, the sign that you've been waiting for, you literally feel it in your body. That's your message. That's your sign. That's, you know, what you go off. If it's like something that's coming up and then your ego is like, oh my God, maybe it means this. Maybe it means that. Oh my God, it could be this. Oh, this is scary. Blah, 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 blah. Then that's not a sign. That's your ego freaking out for no reason, right? So, well, not for no reason. It's trying to protect you, but that's your ego freaking out. So if you're feeling like that, that's most likely your ego. And if you're feeling like, you know, if you can feel it in your body that it's a message, you'll know how to decipher between the two. And it'll take time. It's still taking time for me. I'm literally still learning this all the time. I'm trying to like decipher between the two constantly. But yeah, I feel like I'm getting better as of recently, but you know, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, I guess like every day you're going to get better. The more that you, more practice you put into doing something like this, the better that you're going to get. So when I say like be open to receiving messages from literally anything, I mean literally anything. I'll give you guys an example from my own life. So the other night, I set an intention that I wanted to be guided to what the next episode of The Closeted Soul should be, right? I didn't know like what I wanted to do. And that same night, I had a friend coming over who's practicing holistic healing and holistic counseling, and she was going to do a meditation on me. And when she came in, like, one of the first things she said is she kind of just looked me dead straight in the eye, and she's like, "You should tell your story." And I was like, "Oh," that was like a direct, "This is your message." So that's like a form of a message. A message could also come even in like a thought that you were thinking, and then an angel number pops up, you know, like just things like that. So be really, really open to receiving your message from anywhere. My final tip for you guys is to start focusing and taking care of your physical body. Often when we get into this sort of stuff and we get into exploring the spiritual realm, we can be very much in our heads, right? And we're not really focusing on our physical or the physical experience, especially our bodies. It's so important to show yourself that you respect yourself and that you love yourself, and you do that through taking care of your temple. We were given these bodies for a reason, and it's our responsibility to make sure that we feed them correctly, that we give our bodies rest, that we exercise, that we make sure that we feel good within. Personally, I'm not able to show up in the spiritual world or show up in general if my body isn't feeling up to it. So my number one priority is always my body. And I'm not going to lie, obviously I fall out of doing this. I fall out of exercising. I fall out of eating well. But this is something that I always come back to, and I learn to prioritize, and I'm learning the importance of it every single day. Our souls chose to have this spiritual experience. It chose to be in this body. It chose to be here right now doing what we're doing. So we have to honor that and not neglect ourselves, because when you start neglecting your physical body, you can't show up in other areas. And that's just for life in general, right? So it's so, so, so important that you actually, yeah, take care of your temple. That's all I really have to share about that. But yeah, eat well, do the exercise that feels right for you, and listen to what your body needs. If you're really, really tired and you need to sleep in, have your sleep in. Do what your body wants. I think I'm going to leave it here for today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed what I had to share today, and I am excited to connect with you guys in future episodes. So yeah, have a lovely day or night, whatever it is when you're listening to this podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode and you feel inspired to rate and review the podcast in iTunes, it would mean the world to me. Also, if you are wanting to connect with me on a more intimate platform, you can find me on Instagram @closetedsoul. I would love to hear from you. Finally, you can learn a little bit more about me and this space just by visiting my website at www.closetedsoul.com.